When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2980, The Pinky Promise. Stick to it or shed some blood, by Nir Eyal of nearandfar.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, your personal narrator, reading to you every day, including holidays. And now let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. The Pinky Promise. Stick to it or shed some blood, by Nir Eyal of nearandfar.com. A pinky promise is a surefire way to make you do what you say you'll do. People have a long history of breaking promises to themselves and to others. It's not lying per se, rather it's a lack of follow through. We say we're gonna exercise 4 times a week, or finish that big project, or finally write that blog post or whatever, but when it comes down to it, we don't do it. We get distracted and procrastinate. Our excuse? I can't. But the truth is, of course, you can. You just need the right motivation. For as long as people have been squelching on their commitments, they've tried to come up with ways to keep them. Consider the pinky promise. This seemingly innocuous children's pact has a dark past. It's said to have been used by the Japanese mafia, who would cut off the pinky finger of the person who broke their word. What are the odds that someone breaks that sort of pinky pact? I'm betting pretty low. Imagine if you made such a strong commitment in your own life. What if you told yourself that if you didn't wake up early and go to the gym, it would cost you a finger? Would you go? Well, of course you would. We've now established that I can't isn't a real excuse. If the stakes were high enough, you'd do what you need to do. So what's getting in our way? Why we don't do what we say we're going to do? The root cause of all human behavior is the desire to escape discomfort. In fact, it's the number one reason people don't stick to their goals, because they avoid what's not enjoyable. They just don't feel like it. When faced with something we don't want to do, we are driven to distraction by internal triggers. These are negative feelings such as uncertainty, fear, loneliness, or boredom. To do the things we say we're going to do, we have to learn to manage those internal triggers. That means finding the root cause of the bad feeling. The next time you find yourself repeatedly distracted during an activity, ask yourself why that is. What is the source of the feeling you're trying to escape? If you know the real drivers of your behavior, you can take steps to master them instead of letting them master you. Next, to really step away from distraction, we have to make time for traction, the actions that move us toward what we intend to do. That means pinpointing your values and setting aside time for the actions that help you become the person you want to become. The most effective technique for staying on track is time boxing, planning out periods of time to do what you say you will each day. I even created a free schedule maker that will help you devise your own time-boxed weekly calendar. Once we know exactly how we want to spend our time, we can focus on fending off the external triggers that pull us to distractions. External triggers are cues from our environment that tells us what to do next. These can run the gamut from notifications on your smartphone to interruptions from nearby family members or coworkers. The best way to deal with external triggers that interfere with your time-boxed calendar is to eliminate them. Turn off those pesky notifications on your phone that don't serve you. If you want time to work uninterrupted, let your colleague or family know to steer clear of you during the time you've allotted for it. Swear a pinky promise with yourself. Once we learn to manage our internal triggers, make time for traction, and hack back external triggers, we can prevent distraction and stop ourselves from ditching our goals by making a pact, a pinky promise. In making this pinky pact, we erect a barrier, a consequence to not doing what we say we're going to. When I wanted to finish the first draft of my book, Indistractable, I swore a pinky promise to my accountability partner that I would pay him $10,000 if I didn't finish the draft by my deadline. I kept my money and finished writing my book. It's important to only enter into such a pact after you've done the other three steps first. If you don't learn how to manage the bad feelings driving you off course before you make your pact, you'll be more likely to fail. Be honest with yourself about what consequences would ensure you don't break a commitment. And if making a promise to yourself isn't enough, then consider finding yourself an accountability buddy to make sure you follow through. Just be sure your buddy knows not to take an actual pinky finger. You just listened to the post titled, The Pinky Promise, Stick to It or Shed Some Blood by Nir Eyal of nearandfar.com. Thank you to Nir. I can't remember where I first heard about it. It actually might have been an article from the same author, Nir Eyal. That would make sense. But way back when, in the earlier days of this podcast, I remember someone talking about how making a bet with a trusted person would have pretty good results. And it wasn't just straight money like Nir's example today. Instead, it'd be a sort of accountability bet, and it goes both ways. So basically, you do this with a friend or family member who also wants to build the habit that you're looking to create, and the first one to break it and not do what they said they were going to do has to donate money to whatever cause the other person wants. And you could do this to yourself too, technically. But to make it worse, you could say you're going to donate to a political campaign that you don't believe in, so it's even more pressure to do that thing that you want to do. I think that was the example they used, actually, and I can totally see how that would work. Pretty much everyone does not want to lose money, especially to a cause they don't believe in, so it really acts as a strong motivator to do what we said we would. It's something to think about. Maybe you can find someone else to make this kind of deal with. And let me know if you do. And with that, have a great rest of your day. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.